beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. That is who you are. Take it deeply within the consciousness and contemplate what that means. Child of the one source, child of light, divine. I am the one known as Yeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me, and other names as well. And it is in great joy that I come to abide with you this evening in your timing, as you have chosen once again to call me forth. Great joy, always, every time we meet. Many, many times I say unto you that your true birthright is joy, to live in the simplicity of joy, not the voice of the world that speaks to you of complexity, challenges, things that you must do and become more. But you are already everything and anything that you can imagine, always and forever, creating, playing, traveling to meet new friends, new ones that you have journeyed with in other lifetimes, other times in this lifetime. And as we spoke last evening, to expand the mind and to expand the heart, to take in the ones that you would call the ETs, the extraterrestrials, because they do not, in your knowing right now, walk the face of our Holy Mother, the Earth. But they do, and they will. And in the days to come, which are not far off, you are going to have the discourse with the brothers and sisters who abide beyond even your imagination, because they are truly knowing their divinity, that which you are very much wanting to feel, not just to know with the mind, we speak enough words, but to feel truly in the heart, to know your divinity, and to live from that space, and not to be jarred out of it. Now, I know some of you go to that space, and you are most at peace in that space. And then you get into the interaction with the brothers and sisters. And that can, and does sometimes, disturb your peace. But in truth, your peace is easy to find once again. You take that deep breath. You allow all of the cares and worries of the world to fall off the shoulders, at least for a minute or so, and maybe longer. And you go in the simplicity of the divine holy child, celebrating that once again you have the awareness to know who and what you are. Now this evening, we will speak of miracles. First and foremost, you are a miracle. Know you how you create the density of form as a miracle? Before you are born into this reality, lowercase r, you do, as has been spoken of in today, you do make a plan, a rather broad plan that you then fill in with choice when you are here, when you are working and interacting with the brothers and sisters and with all of the messages of the world. And I have said unto you many times, that it is out of great courage, and listen to your words, courage, from the word kur, the heart, out of great courage to come and participate with the brothers and sisters, to bring truly your truth into a place that yet is seeking to know the truth. And you have said, I will go, I will play, I will struggle, but I will come up out of it, and I will know my divinity, and I will live from that space so that the brothers and sisters can know that they can do it also. Smile always. Allow the happiness of the heart to bubble up. Allow yourself to know how wonderful you are. Have you a smile? Yes, you do have a smile, a wonderful smile. Thank you. It is very good as you give the gift of a smile to anyone and everyone, because most of the brothers and sisters in this day and time do not know their divinity, do not know the joy of being, do not know why they are here and what they are attempting to bring forth. And oftentimes the world can be very heavy. And so they go about with the mind cluttered with all of the shoulds and all of the things that have to be done or seemingly have to be done. And with the heart feeling heavy that perhaps they have not been told how wonderful and how special they are. So when you see them, you smile at them, eye to eye. Because many of the brothers and sisters, as you have noticed, will go past, or try to, with the eyes cast down. They are too much thinking what they must be doing, or too much into the wonderful miracle of the technology. And they do not even see you at first. So you may have to trip them up with a burst of energy so that they know there is something there to attend to. And you smile and you say, oh, pardon me. And they say, yes, okay. And you have awakened them out of the dream for a moment or so. And they look to you and you give them a huge smile and they wonder, where did that come from? Who is that for? And it touches the chakra of the heart and it goes to a place that resonates within the mind, even if the mind has not known that space before. And it awakens the cells of the body. That is how powerful a smile can be. It awakens. So do not hold back. A smile is free. A smile is easy. Do not hold back. Do not say, oh, well, they're going to think I'm strange. Okay. They thought I was strange. They thought my message was strange. And they will not do to you what they did to me. You do not have to do that to make the plus sign in the mathematics. You can live your truth, and you will not be asked in this lifetime to be upon the cross, to release the focus upon the body. In truth, if you will receive it, all of you in this room have gone through the physical crucifixion. It is why you can relate to it. You have had what you would see to be a multitude of lifetimes. And some of those lifetimes you have had a differing belief from the ones who were in power. And there have been for all of you the crucifixions. And I'm speaking here of the physical ones. In this lifetime, you have been through the emotional crucifixions where you felt that everything you believed in, nobody else did. And it was a very lonely place to be. And then you have found someone who believed the way you did. And you have left what you thought was your niche in life. And you have expanded outward, taking upon yourself the truth of your being, awakening to that truth. And it has felt sometimes, it has felt like a crucifixion emotionally, for perhaps all of your friends, except for maybe one or two, deserted you, did not want to be seen in the same company. But what could you do? You had to plow on, go forward as the light that you are. And it has felt sometimes very difficult. Other times it has been a short interval and you have met up with ones of like mind, and that has felt very rewarding, very encouraging, again, living in that place of the heart. So as I have been saying to you, do not ever hold back the smile. A smile works wonders, and it is free. The cost to you is a little bit of the muscles, yes. It feels good. It awakens the cells of your body as well. And it can work miracles. This evening, you have been asking of me, what should I do? What can I do to bring the kingdom of heaven upon this reality, upon earth here, Holy Mother Earth? What can I do to live in the kingdom and to know truly how it feels to be in the kingdom of heaven, to bring heaven to earth? I say to you, it is simple. You say to me, it is not. But I say to you, it is simple. It is to know that truly you abide in the kingdom of heaven. Every time you smile, every time you take the deep breath and you come home in that instant, every time you believe in the best of yourself and other ones, you bring some of the consciousness of heaven to earth when you meet up with ones of like mind and you celebrate by doing the hug, by doing the smile, by welcoming the other one into your life. The congregation of angels is right here in this room with you. The congregation of heaven is right in front of you. And I do not mean one Yeshua. I mean you, all of you. You are the heaven that you seek. You are making for yourself miracles. Already in the 2-3 days you have been together, you have brought some miracles to your attention, your own consciousness. You have been given information that, as you will abide with it, transforms your life, transforms your belief. Already in the 2-3 days you have been here and have been sharing, there have been miracles in your awakening. And you say, well, gee, I didn't really notice too much happening. It is hard to measure sometimes. Other times, it comes to you right in front of the face, and you know it. You have been given many gifts in the time you have been here already, in this time. Gifts that are opening possibilities for you. Healings that happened yesterday and today and will continue on the days to come. Healings of body and healings of mind. Healings of the spirit that has been wanting to know, where is the door? I've been told there's a door that I can walk through into a place of peace, into a place where I will know heaven. Where's the door? Ah, I have been sharing with you where the door is. It is right here in your heart. Always you carry the door with you, the door to heaven. Many times you keep the door locked by the mind being busy. But always the door to heaven remains open in your heart. All you have to do is to take that deep breath and to come once again to the place of peace within, the heaven that you are. You may be the only piece of heaven that a brother or sister may see and feel in this lifetime. That is why I say, do not hold back. Smile. Let them know that they have worth, that you acknowledge them. It is heaven itself. It is the gift of heaven, the simplicity of a smile. I want you to understand that. That is why I keep repeating it. I want you to know the gift of a smile, to be welcoming to ones. And as I have said, you may be the only piece of heaven that they know, so far anyway. Later on, there's going to be even more, because I will share with you a secret, which is truly not a secret. Heaven is contagious. You can catch it. All you have to do is reach out the hand and say, I am in heaven. Know you the feeling, we spoke of this last evening, when you fall in love with someone and you are in a space of upliftment, a space of energy that has been charged, energy of the heart, where you are so enamored with another one. I'm speaking of the human love first. That will lead us in a step or two to the love of heaven. But when you fall in love, how does it feel?
Incredible.
Yes. When you fall in love, there is only one focus. The focus is off of this one and onto the one that you love. You want to know how they are, what they are doing, what they are thinking, what has happened in their life. In maybe 5 minutes' time that you weren't speaking to each other, or 20 minutes or a half hour or even longer. You want to know. You lose the sense of small ego, and you transfer it to the object of love. And it is a wonderful feeling. It is the expansion of heaven on earth. Now, I say to you, those of you, you can go back in the memory. It is not afar off. When you were in the religious philosophical orders where you fell in love with me. Those of you who are of the feminine persuasion, you were the bride of me. Yes, of Christ. You fell in love with me. You adored me. You were down on the knees several times a day. I did not want you to be, but you were. I lifted you up and you went down on the knees again. Until finally you had what are called the calluses on the knees. You have the masculine nature. You became the priest. You became the ones who would give forth the beliefs and what the grouping believed in. And luckily, it changed from time to time. It was not always the constriction of a belief in one day and time, but there were those of you who were the as I was called, the rabble-rouser, that thought outside the box. And you did this. And some of you, the of male persuasion, you were defrocked. And you were sent away. But you never forgot. You never forgot the insight, the knowing that you had. And you went forth, even without the frock of the priest, and you shared with brothers and sisters the truth that you knew, the truth that set you free most wondrously, even from the belief system that was being promulgated. It set you free, even in this day and time, where you have said, I want to know more. I want to study. I want to go outside of the realm of what has been in the usual church doctrine. And so you set out truly on an adventure that you started in another lifetime. That is true for all of you. What you are experiencing in this lifetime is the product of what you have been doing in other lifetime previous to this, as you would remember it. And you have brought that quest for knowing the truth of your being into this lifetime. So you have studied, you have read, you have delved into all of the other pathways to know more. Ones would give you, this is our belief system, and you have said, well, that's all well and good, but I'm sure there's more. And so then you set out to find the more, and you are finding it. In this week that we spend together, as I have said to you on the first evening, when you come to the conclusion, which is not a conclusion, of this time together, because we will pick it up and we will go forth again in time, you will not be the person that you were when you first walked in to this room. You have already been transformed, and it will continue throughout this week, and you will take it home with you, and it will continue to grow. You have planted seeds, as you would see in another lifetime, that are beginning to grow, bear fruit. And the fruit will be plentiful. You are in the creative process of awakening. Awakening to the all that you are. That is why you have invited me to be with you. To say to you, what I did, you can do and have done in other lifetimes. And you will do even more. That is why I enjoy being with you, riding in your vehicles, driving your vehicles when you have the mind somewhere else? Who takes hold of the steering wheel when your mind is somewhere else? Think upon that. I enjoy all of your technological advances, and they are advances, going forward to see what new information I can incorporate into my belief system, into my very being, to bring forth the new consciousness, the new divinity that has not been known before. Thank you for sharing that in this day. It is something that you have prayed for, this new divinity, this new way of understanding the creative principle that you are, of creating the power of the creative principle when it is turned and guided by love. That is what you have said that you will do in this lifetime, that you will bring forth a new divinity that has not been known anywhere ever before. How does that feel? Yeah, feels like a wow. And it is. Because the divinity that you are making, that you are being courageous enough to bring forth, has not ever been known anywhere, anytime, until now. It is being molded and shaped, formed by you. And the brothers and sisters who are of like mind and like heart, you are, as you would see, the tip of the most wonderful iceberg that is coming up out of the sea of forgetfulness. And you are powerful. That is what I want you to remember and take from this evening. Just how powerful you are in your creative being. You have said that you would come into a collection of minds that yet believe in duality, that yet believe in darkness, and yet believe in challenges. And you would bring your consciousness that you have been molding in other lifetimes, your consciousness of hope, your consciousness of taking hold of that hope and saying, yes, I believe in it. It can be. It started as a small seed of hope, and you have been nurturing it, whether you knew it or not, and you have brought it to the place now where it is strong. It is going to be your new collective consciousness of the ones who are ready. Not because any great masters say that you are ready, but ready because you have chosen to say, I am ready. Allow me to walk free, unfettered. Allow me to run, not only walk, but to run into the new divinity, the new understanding of what it means to be from the one creative principle, the one creative source. Know you how important that must be? And it is. Catch hold of that excitement, the excitement that I feel for you and with you. It is excitement. It is something that you have never known before. And it is something that you are creating moment by moment because you believe, moment by moment because you know very deep within you that you have been called by your own calling to be the adventurers, to bring forth this new form that has not been known before, a form that incorporates all of what has been and births it into the new. Very powerful. And you are bringing that forth because you have come to a completion of what you have suffered in other lifetimes, a completion of what you have felt was just beyond the fingertips. I know it's out there. I know that I can create, forgetting that you have already created the being that stands in your shoes. I know that it's right there. And that is what you are feeling as the excitement right now. And out of that excitement is coming a new understanding, a new awakening, a new era, whatever you want to call it. And it is exciting. It has never been known before. Your space brothers, we have spoken of how they are very good at the technology. They are very good at understanding energy. They are very good at understanding and creating the forms, different forms. They are very good at using energy and to create from the creative source. But this is something that has not been done before. Incorporating, transforming the dark areas of the one creative extension who has created duality, and transforming that duality, as we spoke last evening, into the acceptance and understanding of oneness. That has not been done. You say, well, why not? Because you hadn't done it yet before. Because it was waiting for a certain, what do you call this when you are baking a cake? You bring all the ingredients together, you mix them all up, and you, yes, the recipe. Exactly. This is a new recipe that you are putting together. You're taking a bit of this and a bit of this, and oh, that looks good, a bit of that. And it is an experiment. You have heard that in your literature and in the spoken word, that what you are living is an experiment, and that is the truth. You are making a new recipe for a new human. Wow. I'm doing that? Yes, you are doing that. Well, I thought that was other people doing that. You, because of your willingness, even when you sit there looking very serious, you have a most engaging smile. It is wonderful. Yes, you know that. Oh, very good. I can see the thinking. Yes, yes. The wheels are turning and you're saying, I kind of knew this. And yes, yes, you have. All of you have been feeling, and yet you have pushed it aside because you have said, well, surely it would be for ones who have the certificates up on the wall, or they've had the certain candle celebrations that said that they were most sacred and holy, and it couldn't be for me because I'm doing something else. No, you are the ones. Take that to heart. Not to mind, but to heart. Yes. Because as I speak these words, you take them, and when they go into the mind says, well, I'm sure he's speaking about maybe some of the other people in this room, but it can't be me. Yes, it is you. Yes. I am speaking to all of you. You have been called, and you have answered the call. I know that some of you wondered whether you were going to be in this grouping, and yet the heart of you knew that you were going to be in this grouping. Maybe some twists and turns as to how you would get here, but here you are. You have answered the call. The call that said, there is more. Come, eat, and go forth. That is what you have been doing. Even in physical terms, you have been here. You have been eating the most wonderful, nutritious, nourishing food for the body. You have been getting and receiving the nourishment for the mind. Lots of interesting ideas to play with. You have been allowing the heart to be served and to bring forth the understanding and example of wholeness, the healing. You have been putting all of these into a most wonderful individual, as you see yourselves, individual package for yourself. You are not the person that you were when we began speaking this evening. Wow. It is true. You are moving forward at a rapid pace. And there is nothing, no thing, no person, who can deny you what you are setting out to do. The only person who might slow you down a bit, and that's all it is, would be yourself. If you were to say, well, I'm not really sure I can do this. And then you know what happens? Friends come to you and they give you a bit of a prod. And then here you are. Because it has been, by your own choice, a foreordainment, if that is a word, that you have said that you will be part of an adventure. You will be part of creating something totally new, and you are creating it in love. You are creating it out of the love that you are. This new adventure that you are bringing forth, some of you are going to write about it. Some of you are going to put it into the words. Some of you are going to put it into the music. Some of you are going to speak with friends about it. They may ask you, where did you go this summer? What did you do? And you're going to share with them a most exciting thing. And you are going to invite them to be on the journey with you. You have been called, you have answered. Others will feel your call. And the numbers that you see, as you see individuated energy, are going to be growing and supporting each other. What you see here is being replicated across the face of our Holy Mother Earth with other groupings, even as we speak. So think not that what you are doing, as you look around and say, well, could this much leavening really bring forth the bread of life, the bread of heaven? Yes, it can. But even more than what you see are joining in this great experiment that is going very well. Thank you. And I thank you. Because truly, I and others with whom you are joined, there is no separation. We are your cheerleaders. We push you. We put something in front of you. If you don't see it, you trip over it. We pick you up. You go forward. It is happening at a rapid pace because you have said that you are ready for it. You have said, I want it. I can almost reach out and touch it. I can almost. And very soon, you will know that it is right within you and has been forever within you, the possibility and probability to bring it into a reality. That is how powerful you are. That is why you are here. Why you are here in this grouping, and why you are here at this time upon Holy Mother Earth with other brothers and sisters who are adventuring. Not always in the same way, but you're all adventuring. Enjoy. Enjoy the adventure. You will not end up on the cross this lifetime. You will not be asked to give forth the head or even the tongue. You have done that to stop you from speaking. For truly, if you do not have the tongue, you will speak with the eyes. You will speak with the heart. You will share with the hug, heart to heart. You will go forth and fifth and sixth into fifth dimension, taking with you and transforming all of the darkness that you yet see. Now there is a wonderful secret hidden in what I have just said. All of the darkness that you yet see. Where is that darkness coming from? Aha, you've got it. It is coming as your creation. And when there is that moment where the light bursts forth and you realize, I didn't know it, but I am creating what I believe to be the darkness. It does not have to be. Like, wow. Take that idea with you this evening when you put the head upon the pillow. Think for a moment, the darkness that I see in my world does not have to be. And I will share with you, it is very rapidly fading because you are not feeding it. You are denying it. You are saying, I don't need that anymore. I don't want that anymore. And if you do not feed it, what's going to happen to it? It's going to shrivel up, yes. It's going to shrivel up and disappear. And that is what you are doing. So when you put the head upon the pillow in this evening, think, first of all, how divine you are. And if you are divine, and I assure you that you are, this that we are speaking of right now is not only a possibility, it is a probability. And very soon, within your knowing, it will be a reality. So be it. Beloved ones, gentle ones, children of the Most High, I'm the one you have called Mother, Mother Mary, Mother to one Yeshua, Mother to all of you in various lifetimes. Always I have been with you. Always I have been walking beside you, holding your hand as the little child that you are. Always I have loved you and guided you. Always you have been in my heart and will remain always together. You have heard exciting news in this evening. A new chapter, perhaps a new chapter in your adventure, in our adventure. Because truly there is nowhere that you can go that I do not go with you. Always it has been thus, and always it will be. I love you as a mother loves. I love you as a sister loves. I love you as the one heart that we are. The exciting news that you have heard this evening will mean that you will want to strengthen yourselves physically and spiritually and emotionally. You will want to be the strong ones. Already you have set out on a path to understand your strength, to feel your strength, and to nurture that strength. The emotional strength, as the child grows and understands what life is about. Life as the human, yes, and life as the spiritual being. You are taking on a most wonderful adventure. And it is not just now beginning, it has already begun. That is why you have been feeling the nudges, the urges to imbibe of the most wonderful elixirs to strengthen the body, to eat the food that is most nourishing and most alive and that will allow the body to work in its aliveness without hindrance. You have experienced in your creation much of the, what do I call when it is holding back, much of the delayed feeling of the rush of energy in the body. And now you are letting that go. You are moving into a new understanding of what the body requires, what you as the spirit wants to put into the body. This will become clearer for you in the days to come. Not long days, short time. For truly, the spiritual part of you is already moving into needing some strength, needing some encouragement, and you will find that with each other. But you will be requiring of the body that it give to you the energy to carry forth, because there are times that you have experienced already where there have been challenges that you have wanted a little more energy, a little more clarity. And so you have been researching what allows the body to feel stronger, what allows the body to have more clarity, what allows the body to be the servant of the heart. So you will continue on that path of finding what nurtures you as the body and as the spirit. You will follow some of the direction of your heart that speaks to you where to go, how to go, what to drink, what to eat, how to be with the body as to rest, and how to be easy with the body. As the mother that I am suggesting to you that you put thought into what you are putting into the body. I am suggesting to you that you give some thought to what you put into the mind, what you want to see and feel in your life. Do not spend time being unhappy. Do not spend time encouraging the depressive thoughts. Allow yourself to know that you are healthy and you are whole, and that you will become even more healthy and more whole, stronger, to do that which the spirit of you is asking. I would suggest that you take the walks outside in nature, in the fresh air, in the sunshine that is such a gift to you, and that you feel the warmth of the sunshine and the breath of the air and feel invigorated with it. For you have much of life that you will be wanting to encourage, much of life that you will want to dance through. It is good exercise. I would suggest to you that you all set for yourself a certain easy regimen of exercise. Allow the bodies to feel flexible. You go so often with the mind busy that you do not attend to the body. You just feel that there are things you must do. And sometimes if there is not enough time, then you get a bit wound up right here in the solar plexus, sometimes wound up even in the shoulders. Allow yourself to do the releasing exercises of the body, to feel the flexibility that is the body, and to thank the body for what it allows you to do. And even more you will do, for it will be necessary as you walk into the new human, as you walk into the new understanding of what it means to be human, to be creative, to be alive, and to celebrate the life. And if the body is not nurtured, and if the body feels, you are not going to feel like celebrating. So allow yourself to feel the flexibility of the body, to feel energized, to nurture, to sleep, to exercise, to eat that which the body is directing you to eat. And you will share with others what works for you. You will share with others what you find to be easy exercise to do. I do not mean that you have to become the weightlifters, although you are lifting weights, and you are putting them behind you because you no longer need the weight of the world. But allow the body to know that you are attending to it, that you love it, that you care, and that you are listening to it. Because truly you have forgotten your creation. You have forgotten the body, and you have forgotten to thank it You have forgotten to use it easily, to feel very happy with it. Many of you will remember the certain meditation that I gave to you some years ago, the meditation of the rose. It is a very good one for allowing the body to feel flexible and to use it. Yes, use the body easily. The meditation of the rose is easy, and I would suggest that you do it each morning when you awaken. When you first fall out of bed, as my son has said to you, when you first fall out of bed, that you do this exercise of the rose. How it is done is easy. You plant the feet a comfortable distance apart. You feel the spine straighten. You allow the growth of the rose as it is growing the leaves. You feel how it feels as they blossom, the rose on its stem, how you feel it to be the rose together. And then you feel the rose that comes to the heart and opens as the rose opens. And after it has been in its fullness, you allow it to close. You allow it to return once again to the earth. Simple. And yet it is a very flexible exercise to do, with the feet somewhat apart, feeling the growth of the rose bush, the rose stem coming up, reaching to the sun, reaching above the head to the sun, feeling the growth, feeling the nourishing energy flowing through it as the rose. And then you bring it to the heart and you allow it to blossom, the fullness of the blossom. Then in its fullness, you allow it to close once again, coming back to the heart and going back to the earth. Got that? It is easy, and it uses every muscle in the body. If you want to be a variation, and you can do variations on this, if you want to be the rose that is in the windstorm, okay, plant the feet, all right, bring the rose together, reach for the sun, feel the wind that is blowing. Oops. That is blowing the rose around. Feel the flexibility. It does not break. It does not break. Bring it down. Do some more of the twist as far as you can go to the side, to the front, to the other side. Feeling. Again, you can add some more dynamic energy to it. I will not do that, because I do not want to lose the speaking thing. And then you allow the rose to go back to the earth. You can do the same thing imagining the rainstorm. You allow the feet apart. You allow the rose as it is growing. You allow it to reach up above you to the clouds, perhaps. You allow it to absorb the raindrops above you. You bring it back once again to the heart. You allow it to bloom again. You allow it to finish and to return to the earth. Many variations. You will get quite creative with different variations. Each one using the body easily, not in a way that strains anything. If you want, you can put it to music. That will stimulate the auditory nerves. It will allow you to feel one with the vibration of the music. You can get into a certain rhythm with it. I have seen ones do this, and they are very much into the movement of the whole rose bush, you see. It does not have to be a stationary rose bush. You will get quite creative with it, and it will be fun to do, very easy to do. Some of you of the male persuasion are saying, well, I don't think that's for me. I'm not going to do anything with a rose. Okay. For you, you are going to take the axe and you are going to... No, you are not going to chop the tree down. You are going to stop just before you get to the tree. And then you are going to take it back and another swing and a stop. If you are what is known as the lefty, you can do it from the other side. Or, even better, you can do the golf swing. That is a very good one. And follow it straight out. A golfer in our midst? Very good. I have heard you calling my son's name. Yes. Oh, you may say that. Yes. As you are moving into this new chapter, you will want to be very much aware of how the body feels. You're going to be very much aware of what it is asking for. Because the body, truly, in the human experience, is the temple of the spirit. And it is going to be serving you, and you are going to be serving it as a partnership, if you will, a divine partnership. Because some of the experiences that you are going to be moving towards and transforming are going to ask of you a certain resilience. And that is going to involve even the energy of the body. For when you are going to be transforming some of the darker aspects of what you have created, you are going to call upon reserves of the body into a place that I am going to call your prayer. Now, you are not going to need to do what you have done in the past of being on bended knee for hours. You can do the prayer as you are walking. You can do the prayer of oneness as you are doing the dishes, as you are cutting up the vegetables, as you are doing the laundry, as you are doing any of the household chores. Staying in that place of prayerful contemplation, of looking at what has been perhaps presented to you as a bit of the darkness of creation, and moving into a place of understanding how you can make it light, how you can bring the light into it, how you can breathe light into it. That is something you are going to want to develop, the lungs. For the most part, unless you are into vocalization, unless you are into some of the physical exercise that demands that you breathe deeply and heavily. And I do not mean when you are asleep and the mate is making a bit of noise, breathing heavily. But when you have allowed the body and the breath to invigorate the body, you are going to want to be developing the lungs. Part of the body that serves you very well and allows the mind to be clear has to do with taking in the energy with the breath. So you are going to want to do some of the exercises of breathing. You are going to want to use the body in the easy exercises that I showed you. And then later, as you develop and want to add more, you will be doing a bit of the moving in place, the running, as it is called, in place. You don't have to go for a mile, but just some of the movement in place, allowing the lungs to expand. For the most part, in these latter years, this lifetime, other lifetimes as well, you have only taken the shallow breath, just enough to keep the body moving. But you have forgotten what you knew early in life, what you began life with, that lusty cry, this world, I am here. Ah, the yawn. Very good. Taking in the extra breath, you see? That is very good. That is inspired breath. But you will want to do the arms spread wide, allowing the chest cavity to be opened, not to go around as you see so many of your friends that are a bit, getting a bit hunched over, keeping, protecting, perhaps, the heart. But you're going to want to throw wide open the arms to invite all of life in and to breathe deeply at least 10 times. Now, if you start out and you can only do 3 before the mind feels a bit dizzy, that is okay. Work up to the 10. Allow yourself, if it feels really good, another yawn back there. We're really getting the oxygen going. Very good. Allow yourself to throw the arms wide and to feel the energy coming in through the mouth, through the nose. Start with the mouth. You can get more air quickly through the mouth. Then come back. After you have done enough to feel really energized with it, then finish with the meditation of the rose. Or begin with it, either way. You will find what fits for you. But you will want to be... It seems to be most contagious. That is great. There is a lot of the intake of the breath around here. And that, oh wow, another one. Everyone is catching it. Next. You are very good, every one of you. Remember what I am speaking to you as the mother. Nurture self. Call upon me to walk with you. Call upon me to suggest ideas to you. Call upon me to put my arms around you and to love you as the child that you have been, as the child that you still are. Allow me to be very much in your awareness, because truly, always I have walked with you. Always I have held you in the arms of love. And always I will. I will never let you be alone. We will be together, always. As you are energizing the body, as you are nurturing the body, you are going to want to be nurturing the mind, first of all. You will do that by reading the inspiring books, ancient writings that have come down to you, that speak of the one source, the higher consciousness that looks upon. The only reason it is called higher consciousness is because it looks at everything from a higher point of view and sees everything in light. So you will want to do that. You will want to bring in the readings, the texts, that truly, if you are tuned in enough, you will know that you have written them. Play with that idea, because truly you have written in the times when you served my son in the religious philosophical gatherings, you wrote beautiful poetry, you wrote beautiful text extolling the virtues of my son and of the Christ, which is an appellation given to my son and is the truth of your being. As well. Try that on for size. If it does not fit right away, grow into it. For truly you are the Christ. Find that which nurtures the mind. Because the mind is a tool to be used. The mind will uplift you. Or it can push you down. If you read stuff that is of worrisome nature, what are you going to be doing? Worrying. If you read the literature of poetry, of inspired writings, it is going to inspire you. It is going to bring you up to the place that you will not deny what you see happening around you. You will not deny that there is yet darkness. But you will not be part of it. You will be able to look upon it from a higher point of view that sees that it is fading, it is leaving, and you will bless it as it leaves. Nurture the mind. Write each day one positive affirmation, one positive statement before you put the head upon the pillow. Write one piece of inspiration that you have had that day, something that you are grateful for, something that was beautiful, something that you believe in and you want to see more of. Put it into a request, perhaps. I want to see more light. I want to see more love. I want to hear more loving phrases. I want to feel uplifted. Right. Does not have to be long. You do not have to fill pages. You've already done that. In this lifetime and other lifetimes, you already filled the pages. That is why you have come to this point now, because you have celebrated life and you have written about it and you have been happy. You have put it into music. You have danced with it as you dance with a partner, as you dance because your heart sings, as your heart wants to sing. Fill the mind with uplifting passages of light. And then take that feeling of upliftment to the heart and seal it with the kiss of a heart. That place where you come to the heart and you say, I know this is true. I know that I am love. I know that I am always being taken care of. Because you are, because always I will be with you. There is no place that you can go that I am not there with you. I know sometimes it has felt alone. It has felt like a struggle. But those have been what you would see to be the growing pains of growing. And always in those times I have been with you as you have exercised the muscles of the consciousness. Write, read, abide in love, in upliftment, in light. That is my message to you as the mother of all of you. Always we abide in love. Always. I love you. Thank you. So be it.